Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Podtaku, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Deathstorm.
I am your host, G. Lewis.
This is Brent Gamer.
From Dallas. From D-Town, yo.
All three of us were just were there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Brent was there physically, but I mentally guess.
Well, we all were there for an event many of you may know as MLG, Major League Gaming.
MLG, yo.
What's up?
Strike ripping.
And I know I definitely enjoyed it.
Yes.
Yes, it was great.
What about you guys?
Fun times were had by all.
Except for Straight Ripping.
Yeah, Straight Ripping didn't have a fun time.
No.
Aw.
No.
That sucks.
But we bought their hats, so they win.
Yes.
Lol. Anyway. So why don't we start off on our trips to Dallas, at least for Greg and I. I know I came all the way from Tulsa. I had my last class on Thursday, and then I drove straight from Tulsa to Dallas in the rain. So that was fun.
Was it fun? Really?
Not really. About the first half of my trip was filled with rain.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Well, I just drove from 13 hours. And, I mean, anybody who's driven for longer than 5 hours already knows that 13 hours is going to suck. Pretty sure you can tell how much. Thank you. We do rock. Thanks. I appreciate it.
9 hours already sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But, unmute your computer, Spartan. I don't know what the problem is.
Anyway. Unmute.
Anyway, every time Deathstorm stops talking, it gets a really loud noise.
Every time I stop talking?
Yeah, so it goes... I don't know, maybe it's just me. I don't know. Anywho, I just drove 13 hours from the A-Town.
From Atlanta.
Drove through the finest of the South has to offer, and it was not fun.
Really?
But I would do it again to see Brent's room. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, again.
Any highlights of your trip down?
I wish I would have passed condoms to go on the way.
It's like, dude, I knew I should have hit up condoms to go.
Because it would have made some. Actually, I don't know. Because we just randomly saw it driving, so I think that might have been more funny that we just randomly saw it. I don't know. It was.
We saw like the first day in for the event when we were going to the location.
Yeah, which is no. It was when we were coming home.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. We were looking
anyway.
At
so that was. Pretty interesting, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Stop.
I came in around, 7:30?
Yeah.
Brent. So I came in and hung out with Brent and his roommates. We played a little Halo 3 online.
Wii Sports.
Some of you may have seen from
Halo 3 online, a.k.a. Wii Sports.
And Wii Sports. So that was interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely a interesting group of roommates that you have there, Brent.
I know, right?
I know.
They're great. I have to live with them. You guys don't.
Two redheads, one guy's a little fruity, one guy's
Asian. Fruity in the booty, yeah.
The other guy's really weird.
Anyway, so where are they right now?
The Asian dude is home. I don't know where the fruity redhead is, and the weird redhead is probably watching anime right now. Because, like, if I don't know where the weird redhead is, he's probably watching anime.
It's kind of like Brandon. If you don't know where he's at, we know what he's doing.
Yeah. My door's
watching
locked.
Lazy Town. That's what's up.
No.
Yeah. What? No, you can't be lazy. What?
Yeah.
That's the best remake of anything ever done.
Because it syncs up so well.
Yes.
Wow. Can't believe we came back to that again.
Yeah, you know, go to the well.
I listened to every episode Halo 3 Rockets IGG. Oh, Halo 3 Rocks. I thought you said Rockets. Okay.
Halo 3 Rockets.
Okay. So, let's see. Where should we start? Day 1. Day 1 was pretty much where we were just trying to find our way to the site. And what time did we leave?
I don't know.
We left.
I was living on Georgia time. You guys were living on Texas time. So I don't know. You guys.
So, well, I think that was first day was Friday, right?
Yeah, we left around noon though.
I know that we left it. It had to have been like 3:30 because I went to class that day.
Oh yeah. Well, we went to go eat.
I had class at 2:30 right. And it ended at 3:30 and then we left.
That's right. That's right.
So we got there. We got there late, but we were hanging out before that.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, we went to lunch. We went to lunch with your aunt at Chingus Grill.
Chingus Grill.
Chingus.
Chingus. Chingus.
Chingus.
Chingus.
If you guys haven't eaten there and you live in Dallas, you have to.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Brent didn't really like it too much, which is...
All right.
Yeah, but that's Brent.
His selection sucked.
It did. I shouldn't have got the island teriyaki sauce.
Oh.
Poor me.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Anyway, it was good. It was great.
The event, first thing we did, we got there. What did we do? We bought stuff.
Yeah, we went to the merch store, and then we went right up to the Straight Ripping booth.
Then we watched. Red Dot's team get beat by a few girls, which was funny.
Yeah, and they were pretty hot too. I mean, these were.
It's not like what's that girl?
Makes it work. Golden Girl.
Yeah, not her.
You want to go into more detail about that one guy that you've been
hitting on? Yeah, tell him, Jake. Yeah.
That one. What? The one. No. The one guy with the crazy.
We're supposed to talk about that. That was something we talked about after Dustin left. Okay, Brent.
Wow.
Anyway, what were you saying?
The one guy with the crazy BR that you were ranting about the whole time we were there.
Oh yeah, well, the other guy. Sick. Three girls. I thought it was two guys.
Two girls.
It was two guys, two girls. I didn't say three. There was one dude who. Yeah. They had one guy on their team. He was just nuts with the battle rifle. He was just owning him all left and right. It was like they were using the girls as like fodder. And I don't think I'm pretty sure Anorex's team was around a lot longer than I think they were. Like it looked like they've been playing for like 3 days as a team, if that. The team they were playing against formed that team when I was talking to them, like the day or the week before the event, because they're not like serious about it. That one kid who had the BR was, but all the two girls were just, they just play game battles, you know, it's fun. And the other guy was hot. With his friend, and they all just teamed up, and that one kid just took care of it, and his other buddy basically kept shots, and the girls were just being stupid and getting shot at, but it worked out. And I don't think that Annie and Red Dot knew had any idea what to do. Red Dot played very well. Anorexic was definitely the best player on the team, but I think Red Dot played the best. And his friend Wacky Splash played pretty good too. But their other teammate was just horrible. It was just downright horrible. But I won't mention his name because I don't know if he listens. But the guy I did not mention, you know who you're talking about. You did not play very well.
Uh-oh.
No offense to dude I did not mention.
I'll give you a hint. It was Macchio. I'm just joking.
He was disguised.
Right. For real. Dude, Scribble Knots coming out 3 weeks. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Champions Online came out today.
Yeah, I know. I saw like 17 copies today at work.
That's going to be fun.
I'm not paying a monthly fee for anything.
I'm still trying to convince G that $15 a month is cheap entertainment compared to other stuff you might be doing.
I might get Section 8. I'm probably going to get Scribble Knots.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to get the Bowser's game that's coming out. And somebody was talking about Raven Squad looked good, but I don't think so.
Imagine Babies 3. It's going to be hot.
That's what's up.
With microtransactions through DSi.
Dude, I was reading about the marketplace. People have been saying, or Greenberg said, that the marketplace for the Avatar marketplace has been going absolutely insane for people buying it, which I'm surprised about. But,
well, I'm surprised that, like, they were analyzing the statistics and, like, the novelty stuff, like the Warthog and like stuff like that sold less than just, like, normal items, like just generic guitars and, like baseball bats.
Yeah. So, I was not expecting that. Even though I heard on the PS3 that the home, whatever, there are people who just buy stuff just to buy it. And it's literally, like, it's just how it is. Oh, and Ion's coming out later this week or this month. I might play Ion. I don't think so, but I might.
Anyway.
ODST. But first day, okay, after some
Red Dots. Let's try to do this chronologically, shall we?
Yeah, Red Dot's team got owned. Red Dot was cool. We actually interviewed Red Dot and Wacky Splash with Shishka, or they asked Shishka questions as well. They sat down through the whole thing. Wacky Splash was a cool kid. Never met him before. And I guess I never had met
Red Dot
either.
I like his response to me.
I had not met anyone from Podtacular before, so this was the first time I ever met anyone.
You met Shishka and Angie Lewis in the same week. Which one was more important?
Shishka. I'm going to refrain from answering that question.
Okay. That's why he got Shishka to sign his t-shirt, but he didn't ask me for even a handshake. No,
I'm just kidding.
I got him to sign my controller.
It's Red Dot.
It's controller. Which we need to give away sometime today.
Yeah.
Or at least announce it, how we're going to give it away today. So that people... Are you going to be... It's going to iTunes, right? Live host, Dustorm Gilos, and Bring Gamer.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, sexy graphics.
Team. Yeah, but... So, let's see. Merchandise. I bought a shirt. That's a little small on me because I didn't have double X.
What the F?
And let's see, what'd you get, G-Lewis? You got a shirt. You got the shirt.
I got four shirts. One for KBC. Two for me. One for a girl that's here, and then the straight hat, which got signed. Yeah.
What?
Speaking of signing stuff, we forgot to ask you to sign the controller, Dustin. So your name's not on it, but me and Brent's over.
Okay. Did you and Brent sign it?
Yeah, we signed it.
Well, we didn't buy a
we can FedEx
Walmart card for Shishka either.
Yeah, no, I already sent that out. I did it today.
Oh, you sent that out?
Yeah. I sent one to my aunt and to him today.
What'd you sign it? You'd be like, hey, dude, it's Greg Lewis. Duststorm and Brent don't like you, so they told me not to get you this car, but I got you one anyway. So you know who loves you, Shishka.
Well, I was thinking about, like, just getting a card, sending it to all three of us so we could sign it and say whatever, and then sending it on. But if you already sent it to him, I'll just send him a separate one. Gee, you got the straight ripping hat.
Yeah.
And let's see, what happened? They didn't win?
What? Okay, you know what? They got every one of them. See, every event I go to, TD wins, and it's just, like I said that before, I think.
Yeah, you said that the last day.
TD wins every event that I go to, so.
Brent, you're breathing heavy.
Okay. Well, I gotta turn my mic down. I have a theory as to why TD always wins when G. Lewis is at the event.
Why is that?
If you'll let me go into detail here. All right.
Because I'm from Georgia, and so are half the team.
Here's what goes down. See, Pistola secretly stalks G. All right? So he's like, dude, G. Lewis is going to be at the next event. And he plays better trying to impress you.
Whom? Pistola?
Pistola. Pistola loves you, G.
Are you trying to say he wants to go to the Econo Lodge?
Yeah, he wants to hit up Condoms Plus on the way. You're going to get to the Econo Lodge.
This is also other stuff we edited out for you guys.
Yeah, this is edited out, too.
Oh boy.
So TD wins. Oh wait, no, that's the again. Right. Okay, so we bought, got the hat. Brent got the same hat and shirt as I did too. Right. And it was some cool stuff. I would say it's very cheaply made. At least it feels that way. But and also what I found out after I got home, for everybody listening out there, that every shirt that we bought, besides the Texas one that Brent and I bought, and all the hats, you can get them on Amazon.com now. I'll put the link on the page here in 1 second once I find it. But you guys can get, like, you don't have to go to the event to buy it anymore. You can buy it whenever. So here, let me see if I can find that. You guys keep talking. Look for this.
Brent, you're breathing really, really heavy.
Okay. How about now?
I don't know. Breathe. That's okay. Yeah. Don't hear it anymore.
Okay. That's good. I put the microphone down.
Okay.
Below my chin.
Below the chin. Below the chin. Okay. So from the merchandise store, we went over to the Straight Ribbon booth where Brent and G got a lot of Dr. Pepper throughout the whole event.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
How'd you guys enjoy all that free Dr. Pepper?
It's great.
Yes.
They hire semi-attractive women to stand there and open the can for you. It's great. It's like, open it slow, baby. Yeah.
Do it slow legs. Just for breath.
I did notice, though, that, like, it made me sad. It made me feel ugly. Like, G. Lewis goes up there. He's like, I have a cherry Dr. Pepper, please. She's like, here you go, sweetie. And she, like, pops it open. Like, I'm up there. I'm like, can I get a cherry Dr. Pepper, please? And she's like, yeah. Just pops it.
I don't think that happened. I think you're making things up, Brent.
No, it did. It happened the first time because I remember it. It was, like, the first time I went up to the booth to get it. Subsequent times after that, I didn't care. Like, I wasn't even going to be nice about it. I'm like, cherry Dr. Pepper now.
That's right. You make your quick.
With a kiss.
With a kiss. What is it? I went up there one time and I think I said that. Can I have a kiss?
Got a what? Kiss of cherry.
Can you have a kiss? No. Yes.
The kiss.
Okay, here's the link. All right, hold on.
Oh, I was going to really give you a kiss.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, then we watched. We didn't do anything. We just got something to drink. And then I was texting Red Dot.
We just roamed around most of the booths for the duration of the afternoon after we got, or we watched NRX's team get beaten. Then let's see. We went to main stage. We were on main stage then for the OGST preview, which was pretty cool.
Pretty yeah. Epic. After Brent knocked over Jerome and all his Jerome buddies.
I was like Jerome's like uncle.
He was just protecting Pottacular and Pottacular. Not that good properly.
You want to do your Jerome impression for everyone else who hasn't heard it?
Yeah. My name is Jerome. I protect Bungie employees and Bungie property.
And he was at his prime during the weekend. It was pretty good.
Oh wait.
Well, we had this odd Jerome fixation for the whole duration of while we were there.
You call it odd. I call it awesome.
I think it's what was it like Saturday morning where we were talking about it and I pulled up the episode on iTunes and we listened to Jerome.
Oh yeah, we listened to it where we learned about him wrestling a bear. Right.
First, you think you're strong. We go up to the bear, and then you grab the bear. You realize you ain't so strong.
Realize you ain't strong. It was just like we were. It was like you know how Chuck Norris jokes were kind of the big deal for like 2 years.
Yeah, ours was Jerome.
Like our Jerome was the Chuck Norris jokes of the last 3 days.
Yeah. Pretty much.
For you guys that weren't there, you guys missed
it. It was pretty nice. Chucky, you should have come. So it was really nice. We got to sit near Brian Gerard or Sketch and Shishka on the main stage. That was pretty awesome.
Sweet, yeah.
I basically talked to Brian Gerard for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. You thought he was Shishka for the longest time.
I know. No, we
just the first part. I had to look it up and... I recognize the face, but I'm like...
watching the video and the part where we were talking about that Shishka walks past us. That was actually Brian.
Yeah.
That
I quickly cleared that up.
Yeah. And then... did you call him Shishka? And then he was like, no, I'm Brian.
Yeah, like, it was terrible. Like, whenever Shishka actually shook my hand that first night after we left the main stage, I was like, who in the hell was that dude that shook my hand? Like,
Yeah. I thought it was
Brian Gerard.
He said he felt this of a person because he shook Brian Gerard's hand and not Shishka's hand.
Exactly. And then I later learned that it was Shishka. It's like, yes!
It's like, you're Shishka.
So we sat front main stage. I guess
it was like the team benches.
I don't know, but I guess either somebody thought we were important or we were important and we just didn't know it. Because we sat right up front after Brent knocked down like half of the stage to get us up there. And nobody else sat there. Except for Brian and Shishka. And I guess everybody else and the neighbor sat next to us and then Strong Side sat next to us. And then
I was waiting on Macchio, but he never.
Then Elamite Warrior sat next to us. T-Square came over. And then we were just like, did we sit in the wrong spot? They didn't tell us to move. They told us to stop taping. Once
the show started, yeah.
Yeah, so we got to watch them play Heretic. No, they played Citadel first up front, and then we got to watch them play Heretic, and then they played a little firefight with the kids from the stands, and that was pretty funny when they kicked off Shockwave. When the kid kicked off Shockwave.
like the two guys who were getting replaced had no idea that they were getting replaced.
Yeah, they apparently were just like so psyched to play. I think we should take callers later if you want to wait. Uber Elite Poner. We can take your call later if you want to. If it's we can let you call in. If we can do that, can we do that? I don't want to say we can.
No.
Do it. We can't.
Nope.
We can't? We can't? You can't call us on Skype and we can't add him?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Positive?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
Because then that means we would have to let everyone come in.
Why not?
No, that just means you let him in, and no one else gets in.
I mean, not right now.
Well, think about it.
Like a call-in segment.
Imagine that imagine that it's Friday, and we're getting up to main stage. What if they had said, if we let Podtacular sit on the bench next to Shishka and Brian Gerard, we have to let everybody on the bench.
Yeah, but they didn't let us. You just knocked over people and then sat there.
Exactly, but see, I did that on purpose.
Yeah, right.
Like, if I was just trying to get in and I thought I was going to get on the, like, little... Oh, God, I don't even know what you'd call it. It's like I can't call it a grandstand because...
Killerzilla just called you two boyfriends.
It's just a bleacher.
I know, it's just bleachers. But, I mean, I was like, dude, if I knock this turnbuckle over, this black press dude is going to try to pick it up and we can go sit on that bench. So I knocked it over and we ran.
Okay.
It worked out. We sat there. And, so then... we sat next to like Strong Side, and then during the ambushed Status Quo game, we sat next to Status Quo's parents, somebody, and I just made fun of Status Quo the whole time.
Oh yeah.
And the mom kept like looking at me all mean like, and I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry."
I had no idea that they were even back there.
No, they were. You didn't see the big Status Quo. She was sitting next to you. The lady sitting
next
to
you. You're great, baby.
For sure.
I love you.
I didn't.
Status Quo.
I didn't notice.
Should we tell him the flame sword story?
I was watching Shishka.
Yeah, but we'll talk about this flame sword thing after the ambush game was really good. The ambush status quo.
SQ. Yeah.
Yeah, that game was good. I thought for some reason I thought that Strong Side was on Status Quo, but he's on Heaven and Earth. What team is Strong Side on? I forget. Somebody in the chat told me. I forget. I thought he was on Status Quo.
I don't remember.
Oh, he's on Final Boss now. Yeah, sorry.
Well, I thought I saw a Strong Side in the bathroom, but it turned out to be Walshy.
Came's it. Dude, that's kills nice. It. Kevin, your face is lame. That's all I got to say. How about that?
Huh? Killazilla is hot.
Huh? Strong side right there. Brent stalks men in the bathroom. He sucks. You guys see Brent's face right
behind. No, wait. Who's it? No, Brent, who's it that you were talking to when you were in the bathroom? Or was that
you were talking to...
Well, I didn't talk to anybody. I saw two people. I saw Nexi come out of the bathroom, and I saw Walshy come out of the bathroom.
Yeah. He was all like, ooh, oh, hi.
I said, hey, dude, you Walshy, man. Walshy, dude, I'm about to get over this urinal. Get on the other one next to me. I'm going to
talk to you. So we watched the Ambush SQ game. The first two games, status quo, just completely annihilated. It was. I thought it was going to be 3-0 because for you guys that watch them, actually, I think Brent said that their kills. Oh, Cameron's in here. What the hell?
Oh. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, is that who Cameron is? Nobody amplified.
Cameron, is that you?
I guess
nobody.
Not.
Nobody. Anyway, continuing on.
It's spelled differently.
Continuing on.
Anyway, so we didn't even see Amplified while we were there. I don't have your phone number. Sorry, buddy. So we sat there, watched SQ play Amps in the main stage, sat up front, sat next to the SQ and Neighbor. And the first two games, Flamethrower just went completely insane the entire game. And he played pretty well, and then the team won two games in a row. And then they played Lockdown Ball, which if you guys watched that, you guys would know that it was the first tie in MLG history.
Yeah, fourth game. Like
2-10 to 2-10, right?
Right, right.
It was they came back right at the very end. SQ held the ball for the last couple of seconds to tie it up. But I thought Ambush had that game. Gilkey was playing on fire.
He's going crazy.
I thought Gilkey was horrible. Like, we were making fun
Gilkey
of him
too.
The whole time. We were making.
I still made fun of him.
He was the closest one sitting next to us, and we were like, I knew he looked at us a few times when we were making fun of him.
I just remember him sitting there licking his lips a lot because he was so. In between games, he would call his coach over, and his coach would bring over like some bottled water, and he'd just chug it, and he'd be ready for the next game.
Mama, nom noms,
big water.
Then it was funny to watch Macchio progressively get playing, because when he was started to play at the first two games, you can tell like he wasn't comfortable and he didn't do his whole head bob, leave the mouth open thing, you know. You guys know what he does. And yeah. Eventually, as it got on, his mouth got wider and wider, and his head just started jerking around like the fifth game, and it was
he's
hilarious.
Getting in the zone.
But Ambush came back and tied it. Or actually, they didn't come back. They lit. I guess, you know, Ambush was doing well for the ball, but then SQ just, you know, played better toward the end of that match and just got the ball at the right time setting up. So I would still think that Ambush should have won it the first time, but I guess they just got the set up there at the end. So good job.
Right.
With that. However, the second game came around, and then SQ – completely just I guess they were
well the tie was game four.
Yeah, well no the tie was game three.
Yeah, tie was game I thought it was game four.
I don't think so. And then they played Hill right after that, because they tied, and then they played Hill, and then Ambush won again, and then they lost. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Okay, well, anyway,
I'm pretty sure that was game four. But
okay,
oh, well
if they played on Hill, they came back and won that because they were down, and then they held. Yeah, I think you're right, actually. No. Actually, I think that they played. We can go back and look it up.
Yeah,
but,
go ahead.
They in the Construct Hill game, the Hill moved at the top, and they were down by like 15 seconds or something, or like 23 seconds. And they came back and they held the top, and then I was like, oh, the game's over. They won. They hold the top, and they they came back and hold the. I think they held it for the rest of the match, pretty much. You know, they came out a little time to do some shooting, but the team played well together. Nexus, Macchio, and Gilkey.
Gilkdog.
Tizoxic, their other player. I think so. Was it Tizoxic? Either I think the two. Who was their fourth player? And
played,
I think that they played well together. But I don't think Macchio thought that after I asked him. And then when I got my autograph by Gilkey, that was hilarious.
You want to tell him about that?
That was day two, so we'll talk about that in day two. But okay. I think that Ambush played very well, and I hope they stay together, but I don't think that they will.
We have a story about that, too.
Yeah, we got a story about that. But I think that if they do stay together, I could actually see them finishing top five. No higher than top five. I could see them finishing top five, though.
Fair enough.
So that was that game, and then we watched Instinct completely poop all over.
Some weird overnight sensation.
Overnight sensation. There was Eli Gunshot, who have been playing together forever, and I don't think this is going to change anything. But
the sensation is over.
Yeah, they did. Instinct completely killed them. It wasn't even close.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny because like they were all serious, and we were like, they're about to get completely owned, and then they did.
I remember what were they playing? They're playing One Ball on Amplified, was it?
They don't play Ball on Amp, so.
Oh, whichever the other one is. They're playing Ball, and I remember I was sitting next to somebody, and they must have been on a family member of Instinct's. And I said, dude, I bet the spread here is going to be like 35. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Ball. It was King of the Hill on Construct.
Oh, yeah.
King of the Hill on Construct. And I said, dude, the spread's going to be like 35 seconds. And I remember this girl next to me just laughing her ass off.
That was Lunchbox. That was Lunchbox.
Like, why? And then the game ended up like, what, 250 to 35 or something?
Yeah, it was nuts. But that was cool. During that match, I think Duststorm got to talk to Lunchbox's wife there for a minute. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
She was at the end of the tournament when you heard that girl going, "Go, Instinct!" like all the time. That was her.
I love you, baby!
When they were getting their butt kicked at the end.
Get some!
Go, Instinct!
Get some, baby!
There's Red Dot. What's up, man? There's Red Dot. We were just talking about how your team.
We're talking about your.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
I still love the way he greeted us. Like he didn't seem surprised at all. Like Red Dot.
Red Dot, like, what was it? I went up to him. I was like, "Hey, man." He goes, "G. Lewis." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, cool." He just walked away, and I was like, "Awesome."
Then, like, Red Dot shook my hand, I was like, "Dude, I'm Brit Gamer." He's like, "Oh, really?" And they looked over at Dust.
What? And he just walked away. We were like, "All right." And then,
okay,
whatever. All that stuff.
Whatever.
Like every girl you've met. Oh, thanks. Okay, nice.
Just kidding. Thanks, got better things to do with my time. Talk to G. Lewis. Free gamer. Dust Storm, I got to get out of here.
Like, we were saying, his team played okay for him, and Wacky Splash played good. Anorexic was definitely, you could tell, was the best player on the team. But he just was, I think he was just playing, hoping everybody else was going to do good.
Yeah.
And then that No Fear guy was just retarded. I mean... He was just dumb. I don't know if Red Dot feels the same way. I don't really expect him to say whether or not, but that's, I think we all called that out while they were playing. Right.
Anyway, did you want to talk about Flame?
Okay.
That whole thing?
Flame Sword at the end of the Ambush SQ match, in the fifth game at the end of it, when they won. Flames. I don't know if anybody else knows this that wasn't sitting at main stage, but he stands up and just looks straight at Macchio. I believe it was Macchio, right? And
yeah.
He just keeps yelling "F you, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you." I don't know how many. He said it like
three,
six.
He did three times, I think.
Three times.
Right, throwing his arms around. It's crazy.
Yeah. He just kept. It was the most. He looked like a 3-year-old kid that Well, that cusses, but
yeah,
it was very unsport. And I thought they should have kicked SQ out. I mean, that's the first thing I said was, are they going to kick him out in his team? And then the official just jumped right on him. But if I know MLG won't say anything about it, but some people saying that MLG's on his last leg and going down. This may be one of the reasons, because if that was on TV, they would have been kicked off.
Yeah.
I didn't see
yeah. So
if that was on TV, they would have been kicked off. And that was just the most. I mean, like what I was telling Sam when we were at IHOP, I said if my parents were there watching this, I would feel embarrassed, just because I invited them to come.
Yeah.
And if they were sitting there watching it, it would have. Yeah, yeah. It just would have been embarrassing. Flamesword did that, Chip.
Right.
He's on status quo. He's the short Mexican-looking kid, but he's not Mexican.
Mexican.
I have this recurring fantasy where it turns out that like Flamesword's mom was sitting on the bench next to us, and when he like cusses Macchio out, his mom just jumps up, Jimmy, how dare you say that in public? And like grabs him by the ear, like pulls him off stage. He's like, I'm taking you out of this tournament this instant.
He pulls his pants down and just starts beating him on main stage. That'd be hilarious. and nobody would stop her. Nobody would stop her.
I would stop her.
There'd be no official. All the officials would just be in there laughing. Their
I'd be like, yo, Dustin, get this on tape, dude.
But they said don't record. Don't forget it. No cookies for you, But, I mean, it was just very – I hope either he or MLG comes out and says it's not going to happen again. I mean, I know that they won't, but I would just like to see that happen.
Well, they might address him behind closed doors.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to tell us about it. They probably told him to shut his mouth. If he does it again, he's going to get kicked out. I mean, after all the other bad stuff that had already happened about Karma getting kicked out, and I guess that was really the only big thing. But that happened before the event started, and then – and then the Flamesword thing happened. And then Straight lost. I mean, oh, my God.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
After the event, we hit IHOP and attempted to record an episode.
By Black Shrek, and that was awesome.
Black Shrek.
Oh, yeah, IHOP lady, yeah. She never filled my coffee pot. Pissed me off.
Then she charged me for coffee when I didn't order it.
So. I know. She gave Greg the coffee, which is nasty coffee to begin with. It was like a week.
She was sneaking
basically up. Just brown water. Then she gives it to Greg, who didn't order it. And then, like, I drink through my first pot. And then she never refills it. I was like, what? So she got, like, $2.
That's what the service is like in Dallas, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Just the IHOP.
Yeah, just Black Shrek.
Oh gosh!
We went back home. We played. We recorded live. Was that night we recorded live?
No, that was the next night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we went back home and blah, blah, blah. Then woke up, went up there, and
yeah, we got. Let's see. We were recording for like an hour and a half.
Sitting.
It turns out the audio quality just wasn't good enough. We got back at 2:00.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it was very late.
Yes.
And then I woke up the next morning and threw videos up on the live stream.
It was fun though. And then we went up there. We did it Saturday. We went to Chick-fil-A. No, that was Sunday. Chick-fil-A was Sunday.
That was Saturday.
It was Saturday. We went to get the microphone.
Yeah, it was Saturday. Got the Sharpie.
Yeah, Saturday was probably. I mean, I don't know. Each day had was awesome for its own reasons. Saturday was the day we interviewed Shishgum, and we got to play ODST. We got to cut in line in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Twice. So that was pretty cool. And then we played Heretic.
Yeah. So that was pretty awesome.
I said
we got there and we went straight to the booth because we got there when 2:00.
Yeah, yeah, we went straight there, and then he's like, "We just need one person," and I was like. Duststorm's one person, and he goes, okay, why don't you just
okay.
play? I know Duststorm's two people. He can't go, G. Lewis, you're in.
He's as tall as two people, jeez. Why is on my Facebook I posted the Podtacular live stream, but it shows GetSomeGear.com. What the
heck? Red Dot, if you're listening, you need to post that picture you took of us with Shishka.
Yeah, you need to give us
that
pic over.
He's still in there? Yeah, he's still in there.
I want that as a prized possession.
Yes. He took two, didn't he? Or he took one of Wacky Splash.
He took one of Wacky Splash, took one.
Okay. Weren't they both in the picture, though?
So
like
what?
The day Dustin's
Red
son
dot,
is
or
born.
He, or he deleted it.
like the day his son graduates from high school or whatever, Dustin's gonna look at him and he's gonna say, "Dad, is this the best day of your life?" And Dustin's gonna say, "Well," he's gonna reach into his wallet and find the picture of him with Shishka. He's like, "It's the second best day of my life."
I remember when we were taking the picture with him. I stood next to him, and then like Duststorm like pushed me out of the way, and then put his arm around him.
I was like, "No." I stood beside him.
We were all standing there, and then I was standing next to Shishka, and then
I think I was standing behind you.
Next thing I understand is that it's just Shishka, and then my head's behind Dustin's head, and they took the picture, and I was just okay. It's like he just wanted to hug Shishka. We know it's okay.
It's okay, Dustin. If he's that big of a deal for you, that's why I stood like all the way on the outside next to Wacky Splash.
No, you guys are just making a big deal out of it.
No, I'm not making a big deal out of it. What scared me more was when we were sitting on the bench that first night, and you just kept asking Brian Gerard questions over and over and over again. That was cool. Like Brian Gerard,
cool.
Like turning his head to like he like gave you like 3-word answers to like turn back around, try and watch his game.
During the ODST preview.
Brian Gerard, but we thought it was Shishka.
Yeah,
the first day I thought it was Shishka. We figured out. Oh no!
Wait a minute.
We were wrong. What? So
I did the same thing. I couldn't gather the courage to ask Brian Gerard questions. Like I was gonna try to.
He was sitting there the whole time, like thinking.
I was gonna be like, what am I gonna ask him?
What am I gonna ask?
Dude,
Japanese dating sim.
Same thing. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, what am I gonna ask this dude? I mean, I can't come up with a serious question. I gotta make something funny, man. What am I gonna say?
Oh, that was a great interview. I'm surprised we got him to sit there for an hour and a half.
Well, I mean, like, you could tell that he was having fun.
He's having a good time.
We should have invited him to go out to eat like we had talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have taken that opportunity, but we didn't.
Oh, wow. Hey, guys, I got a room back at the Econo Lodge. All right?
Well, if you're going to PAX or Anaheim, he said he was going to both, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should follow him to Anaheim.
Yeah.
Dude, no. They have like 5 Econo Lodges in Anaheim, Shishka. Let's rent a room. There's going to be a bunch of hot girls at this event.
The interview
like,
is over when Duststorm goes.
Do we want to talk about that?
Question, can I ask recon? And it was just like...
like, yes, you can.
But you got to get all the
Vidmaster. Doing the Vidmaster achievement. And I asked it just for everyone out there. So, I mean, I would have gotten all the yells. Like, did you ask him for recon? It's like... Oh, boy. So I went ahead and asked the question just because I knew what the answer was going to be.
We will have that up on Thursday, you said? We're going to post it?
Yes, it should be Thursday.
It'll
be broadcasted live here first, and then it'll be released sometime next week.
Wait, hold up. Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah, that was pretty fun. We got to ask him some good questions, and he wasn't a douche, which...
is cool.
Like, I figured after he was up since, like, 6 or 8 o'clock showing people this video game that he would have been a little bit tired or something, and he was cool. He sat there and talked.
Yeah. Well, he kind of seemed relieved not to be answering all the stupid questions.
Yeah, he was resting. He was answering our stupid questions instead.
Yeah, like
well, except ours weren't really
hey, Brent,
paying
Brent,
to the game that much.
Brent, hey, Greg,
how awesome is your dorm?
So awesome. Oh, dude, I really, like, you know how Shishka was kind of, for Duststorm, the big deal? If Luke Smith had been there, you would have been making fun of me, because I would have been, like, all, like, next to Luke Smith trying to, like, touch him, like, asking him stupid questions. I'd be like, dude, is, like, Shane Bettenhausen, like, is really, like, a big PS3 fanboy, is, like, he seemed to be, like, old days before he left. It'd be like, Luke Smith, can you do the laugh where you go, just do it. Just do it.
What the F are you talking about?
I'm talking about Luke Smith. Like, see, he works for Bungie now.
Oh.
He's awesome.
I knew who Luke Smith was, but...
You know who Luke Smith was, or
is?
Is,
okay, but I wasn't sure what you were talking about the PSP.
Well, see, the PSP thing, he used to work for 1UP. He was originally like the leader of the One Up Yours podcast. And Kill is right. Kill is in the chat room right now. He said Luke is a douche, and he is a bit of a douche.
Yeah.
But he's a douche that I want to be around. Just to like see if he's like really that much of a douche in real life. But on One Up Yours, he was like always the funny guy, and he was kind of the Xbox 360 fanboy, as opposed to Shane Bettenhausen, who was the Sony fanboy on the podcast.
Yeah, it was. Isn't he the one that is on the show most of the time? Because he actually talked about him during the show. During the interview, he said that like we asked. I don't know, that was before we asked him how do they record Audacity and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
He said, well, we used to, but then Luke Smith came over. So I'm just kidding.
So that was pretty exciting. Well, we jumped around a little bit, going to the interview stuff.
Yeah.
So, circle back around in a few minutes, but GU and I got to play Firefight, which was I thought was awesome.
Which I thought I pressed record, but I guess I didn't.
No.
You lose.
I won out of all the four players that were playing
on Manjaro, I saw.
Yeah, I got a my first kills were added up to a Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, that was cool. So
that was...
You did really good that match. I was watching you with G.
Yeah. We had 10 minutes for each match, and I was playing on Crater at Night, which has been in most of the Vidocs.
Right, Nick at Night.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
They play a lot of Family Matters and Home Improvement reruns. It's great. Check that out in Firefight.
And Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, actually.
They don't play that as much anymore.
That's the best show ever. Yeah, I don't care what anybody else has to say.
But let's see. I got 13,000 points, and the next guy got 10,000 points. So that kind of just shows how awesome I rocked that game, I think.
Yeah, he did really well. I'm not even going to front, as you kiddies call it.
And then, let's see, Greg got third and then failed my expectations.
Yeah. Well,
I'm still undefeated in Firefight.
I mean, granted, the map wasn't probably the best map to generate points on, but
yeah.
You still came in third, so I was disappointed.
I played good. I had around 1,000 points when until those brutes dropped around me the last minute, and then I got 3,000 points in about a minute.
Greg was getting some.
Yeah, they. It's the big map that they show on the VidDocs, the VidDocs a lot. It's like it kind of. What does it look like? That's a multiplayer map. It kind of looks like Terminal from Halo 2. The map I was playing. Would you guys say that it kind of looks like Terminal?
Dude, I would pay like 1,600 Microsoft points for a Terminal remake in Halo 3.
It didn't seem like Terminal to me.
I'm not even kidding. I love that map.
But it seemed more to me
like kind of like, you know how when you look out across the water on a headlong and it's got that kind of like sunset thing going on in the buildings in the background? It kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah, it reminded me of... that's what the map that I was playing on Firefight was. It kind of reminded me of that map. So anyway, I'm playing that map, and what? And then we got to the fifth round. How does it go? The fifth section of the first round, or
there's five waves in a round, three rounds in the set. So you got to the second round.
Five rounds in a wave, three waves.
Okay. Five waves in a round.
So I was on the fifth wave on round one, and they dropped two Phantoms, dropped all the guys out, and two Wraiths, I think.
And Greg was standing right below the two Phantoms.
Yeah,
right.
And then I was standing below, like, the left one. And so I was standing right there, and they dropped, like, 8, 10, 12 brutes on me, and I just took care of them, went to business.
Yeah,
Sorry. Right. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Took care of business.
Then we got embarrassed playing Heretic.
Oh, that was.
Hey, I went positive one, so I don't know what you guys.
Did. I know. I think I went negative three.
I think.
I think I cut even. I think I got zero.
How did you get zero? Then that guy we were playing with must have went negative.
I think he went like negative 16.
I only had two kills, so I did pretty horribly.
But I remember I didn't die that often.
I think I might have had like negative 7.
You get the pins red dot. I went positive one. I got five kills. Got one. Oh, dude. Okay, for all you guys who.
You had six.
I had six?
Yeah.
Oh, I had six. Okay, then I had five.
It was 32 to 50. I think.
Dude, yeah, our match?
Maybe it was less.
Dude, our match on Heretic was 17 to 50.
Was it 17?
Yeah, we had like
32. Was 32 was another game.
Yeah, we didn't even have 20 kills. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I remember I went plus one with like eight assists, and I had five or six kills. But the map plays exactly like we were playing against some pros or something. Red Dot. The map plays exactly like Manship. You couldn't even tell the difference. Like what Brent said, if he didn't know we were playing Halo 3, he would have thought we were playing Halo 2. It played exactly alike. It was the same exact thing, except you couldn't be XR. Heretic is the new midship for you guys who don't know what we're talking about.
If anybody asks, I'm just going to say that we played straight ripping.
I don't know. Kids were like semi-pro, pro kids or something. I think they were.
I think they were in like the open bracket, but they were really good.
I think
Red Dot's team.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. If it had been Red Dot's team, we could totally won. I'm joking. You know I love you.
We got owned pretty bad. I think the guy sitting next to me, the only kill I saw him get was a bull true. And that's pretty much what summed up ours. But, you know, there's BR 1, 2, and 3. You can go to the very top of the BR tower. There's the pink tower, there's red and blue, and it's exactly the same. I mean, not 100% the same, but if you couldn't tell too much of a difference. Like, I can't wait for MLG Assault to come back, to be honest with you.
You think it's going to come back?
No, because Palm sucks on Halo 3. Palm sucks on Halo 3.
Shishka informed us that he hates
Assault.
Neutra Bomb on midship.
On Halo 2 or on Halo 3?
Halo 2.
Yeah, he said that during the interview.
Plus he hates it. You'll hear that in the interview.
Yeah.
It's a little teaser.
Which hopefully all of us will be here just to listen in and answer questions as we go.
Yes. I can probably type, but I don't think we should talk.
Well, no. I mean, we'll type the questions and we'll just listen to the interview. Because the interview will be a separate podcast.
Yeah. So we got to play Firefight, which was, I think, was better than Heretic. I mean, just for me, because the experience was better. It was very different. Fun. Yeah.
I mean, you've played Heretic whether you know it or not. I mean, yeah. It's midship.
If you've played midship, you've played Heretic, and it was just cool. It's the same exact thing.
It's like, cool that sure midship's back, but it's the same thing. Like, yeah.
I mean, it's not like a lockout. It's actually.
Oh, thank God.
Good. So. And then after that, that's when we interviewed Shishka, after he got all his pictures with the PMS girls to finish with.
Yeah, right.
See, we were going to go for an interview, and all of a sudden all these PMS girls were just like, oh, Shishka, take a picture with us. And he was like, sorry, guys.
Like he stops there, thanks for a minute, and then he turns around, takes a picture.
I was going to be mad if he had said hoes before bros and just turned around and took the picture with PMS.
There were like 30 of them. There was a ton. You know? There were a lot of them.
There was like 32 of them.
Yeah, there was a lot.
And then there were like five guys with them. Yeah. You see that? I was like, who in the hell are you? You boyfriends?
Yeah, a carrier controller.
That'd be funny if one of them was like, no, I'm transgendered, thank you very much. I was like, oh my god.
Lady Gaga.
You didn't recognize me. I'm Golden Girl from the FFA.
Let's dance. Anywho, so we got to play Firefight and Heretic, and then we interviewed Shishka for a long time. You know, it's so funny.
No, I'm reading the chat. Sorry.
Stop it. Stop it, Killzilla. He says, like, Killzilla's whole mission is just to make our show fail. So we interviewed Shishka, which was pretty cool. I think my favorite question was Brent's.
Was favorite question of the whole
Yes. Do you want to say it now, or you want to leave it for the interview?
Wait. Yeah, you wait.
I think it's worthy of waiting. Just see what.
Okay. Okay. We'll leave it for the interview on Thursday when we actually play it. But let's see. What else did we do on Saturday? We basically
After we did that, we just sat down and watched Carbon beat Straight, I believe it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Big upset.
It was like 3-0.
It was a 3-0 clean. Yeah. I mean, they cleaned up Straight.
Oh boy, Mad Gecko's in here. All of your hopes have been banned by the moderator. That's funny. I don't know. But after Dallas, everybody had said that Defy did really bad. You know, for Carbon, but I didn't think that Defy played very bad. That's after reading the forums, everybody think that. I thought Defy played very well, but the forums think that Carbon should drop, which I thought I agree with this before. Carbon should drop Defy and try to get strong side, which is what I believe they had originally tried to do. Naden was my MVP of Dallas by far. Naden. For
fair enough.
The whole entire event, Naden played awesome.
You mean all it wasn't Eli?
No.
Was it Karma?
Yeah, Karma was my MVP.
Karma's the MVP. Should we tell him what happened to Karma in Heaven on Earth or whatever?
Tetra Shot filled in for Karma. And he had a nice T-shirt that was he was wearing Karma's shirt and it said Karma's substitute on it. My audio is fading out. Is that? Do you guys get my audio fading?
Yeah, you're okay. Oh, it's better now.
You're good now.
Back now.
Okay, cool. So I don't know if I can really say this in a good way for the podcast, but more or less, Karma was with some people who were doing some things that shouldn't have been doing in his hotel room. So they were in his room, but Karma wasn't near them or something. He was playing. He was flooring.
He was just holding it for a friend. It's all good.
No, Asifa, this isn't mine. It's my friend's. I promise.
So, Asifa.
Karma, have you been smoking rope?
No. I'm holding it for a friend.
And more or less, Karma got what was it? He got banned from the hotel for life. So he had
Except someone's trying to work it out too.
I guess Tetra Shot was just there, or I don't know how that worked out. How Tetra Shot could play for him, but I guess there's some kind of rule that you could substitute at the last minute. Because we had talked about it, like the first MLG episode that what happens if someone gets sick. And I guess this is what happened. They would just they either have substitutes.
They probably have a dedicated sub.
I'm pretty sure Tetra Shot was not a dedicated sub for Heaven and Earth. But, I mean, he could have been. I'm pretty sure that it was like, dude, we need somebody. Here's $1,000 to play with us or something, you know?
I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. $1,000 and some of what Karma's smoking.
So then...
Wow.
So we did that, and then we left. We left Red Dot and Wacky Splash there. Went to Brent's house and played Halo for a while.
Yeah.
Recorded with all of two people listening, I think, at the most.
Yeah, Fruity Booty and Weird Guy.
Fruity Booty.
I think we had two people come and listen.
You should make a gamer tag for him.
Fruity Booty.
Fruity Booty.
Did I ever tell you about that?
Yeah,
what they put on the back of the Fruit Loops box one time? I was reading it.
Hello?
To what?
Hello?
Uh-oh, someone has a phone.
Uh-oh.
What up? Give me a second.
Ah!
Recording or anything. Whatever.
Hey, what's up? Nothing, I'm recording.
It's probably his roommate or something.
It's cool. So we went home and played, we recorded, cool. me and Brent played co-op the whole night while Dustin...
Yeah, we were recording while they were playing co-op.
Basically held off his roommates from being stupid the whole time because they were saying some dumb stuff. I think Chucky was there, so he should know what we're talking about.
Yeah, Chucky was there for most of it.
They were just retarded. I mean, really stupid.
So, but, I mean, let's see, we had two people show up, right? I think.
I think it was Uberly Poner and Chucky J. Uberly just keep posting something about, I don't even remember. He just wanted to ask a question, and then we just let him ask a question. I think he left or something. I don't remember. Something like that.
Speak up. Can't hear you. Yeah.
I have it on, like, full boost. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Now we're having Skype technical difficulties or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Skype's being weird, guys. It's not us. We promise.
We're not doing anything. It's not our fault.
Yes. We promise. So that was Saturday. Yeah, that was Saturday. So that's pretty much our Saturday. We got to interview Shishka, play Firefight, and you didn't.
What'd you think of Firefight?
Me?
Yeah.
Flipping awesome, and I can't wait for the game to come out. Probably one of the coolest things I've ever seen in the Halo universe. A lot better than, like, I think Firefight is much better than the whole game of Halo Wars, to be honest with you.
No.
Just the little part of Firefight. It's a lot better than the whole game of Halo Wars. It's awesome.
What,
just playing the one game was better than Halo Wars altogether?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, baby. No, I can't come over tonight. No, do you know how far from condoms to go is? No.
What are you talking about?
I think he's just, saying
I'm back.
I'm about to say, I don't think he's on the phone anymore.
Were you on the phone there?
No, I don't think he was.
Whoa. No,
I'm back.
Good job, Brett. You had me fooled there for saying I thought you were leaving. Nah, baby, I gotta record this.
I gotta go, guys.
Something came up.
Science.
I gotta go.
Was it Science Girl you called her?
Oh, yeah, Science Girl, yeah.
Science Girl's here. Gotta
the
go.
The sad part is that she'll probably be like my girlfriend in a year. I'll be like, hey, check it out. This is Miranda. Would you like to meet her on the podcast?
Yeah.
You're like, dude, you're that chick he was making fun of a year ago, man. He called you like a fat scientist chick. He made fun of you all night long.
And I'm like,
I'm not touching that with a 10.
Breaking out the Lionel Richie.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up? Nothing wrong with that.
Chicks love Lionel Richie, from what I understand.
Chicks love Brent.
Yeah.
As well.
Chicks love.
Just a magnetic attraction, right?
Apparently, yeah. the science girls love.
When you bring together Lionel Richie and Brent Horsley, good things happen.
I thought you were going to say something else.
When you bring Lionel Richie and Brent Horsley together, gay things happen.
And we don't want to know.
No, I do. I'll tell you about it later.
Wow.
We're going to do a live podcast from that. It's going to be great.
No, we're not.
No, me and Brent, I don't know about you, but we're going to be there.
Sure. You're already back in the ATL, I think, though, right?
I know, but he's already packing for Anaheim. Oh.
Actually, I already started a Facebook group for people who want to go to Anaheim.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm trying to get four people. Because if we can get four people and we can split a hotel room four ways and split a car four ways, we can do it. Be easy.
But does it have to be a straight shot from, like, Georgia to Anaheim, and you have
no,
small little.
We're gonna fly there, and then we'll rent. We'll use the car while we're there.
Oh.
Yeah, Red Dot. That'd be cool, man. I'm looking for four people. I mean, I probably won't be playing. I'll just be chilling.
Yeah, like we did the last time.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be
playing. Last time, I mean, 2 days ago.
Because I suck.
Yeah, I won't be playing either. We're gonna be playing some Heretic. It's gonna be sweet.
We'll probably be playing Firefight and stuff, but
yeah, that'd be cool.
Maybe I'll just be here sitting doing homework.
Yeah. Well, we're skipping
that's
class.
That's probably a smart thing to do. We're going to go skip class. It's going to be great.
No, that's the smart thing to do. We talk
about that. I love better than playing for college and then not going. It's fun. Yeah.
What's better than skipping class? Skipping class for 2 days in a row. Exactly. See you, Cleo. Anyhow.
Let's see. That was day two.
Day three.
Did we want to talk about Shishka and... the Ecolodge thing that we came up with?
Ecolodge? I mean, Brent can if you want to. Girls. I don't want to insult him, but Brent, you go ahead if you want to.
Do you
want to
talk about that?
I was trying to remember. The thing about the girls?
Yeah, because there was a picture on Bungie.net.
Well, I am the go-to guy for editable content, so I guess I should talk about it.
wow.
So anyway... So basically, if you go on to Bungie.net and last week's weekly update, you'll see pictures of Shishka at MLG Dallas, and he's standing there with two underage girls, looking really smug.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have like a full smile on his face.
Yeah.
Like he's done this before, but he's still happy. You can tell he's still happy, but he's done this before, right? So we came up with this idea that it's possible that Shishka, like, has an Econo Lodge room that he's rented out, and, like, he actually, like, slips the girls a couple keys to the room. He's like, hey, baby, my room's number 25 up on top side. Come to hit up the condoms to go on your way up there. Have a good time, baby. I brought my own little mini bar. We got some Chardonnay up there. It's going to be sweet.
Some Corona.
I got some Corona, man. It's going to be good.
Purs.
Christian girl's probably like, WTF.
That's what happened.
Chris goes like, dude, tired of this stuff. I'm tired of you talking about condoms. I'm leaving. Tired of it.
No, she's just mad because she was the one that went to the Econo Lodge with him.
It was one night and there was a lot of Corona. I'm sorry. Oh, she left, actually.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
I know. So that's what
let's see. That's day two.
But we digress.
That's day two. Any other day two highlights that we had?
I love the interview, and then just playing Heretic was awesome. Firefight was cool too.
Yeah, Firefight was epic.
We only watched one game, and we just watched Carbon hand it to straight.
Carbon easily. Got some.
Let's see. What was Saturday? Also, the day we went to the other booths, the Stride booth, ballpark booth.
Yeah.
Ballpark Franks are delicious.
Yes.
And they had a brawl set up.
Yeah.
No, that was Friday. You guys wanted a brawl, what? I think that was Friday. Saturday was the day we recorded, and the kids knocked over my Coke.
I hated those kids. Oh my god.
He just like kicked it and just left it there and looked at it and then looked at us and just walked away. And we're like, for real? Are you just gonna leave that there? And he just walked away. So
yeah. No, there were like three or four different people that came just walking in front of the
camera post it?
And tripping
did you
over post it? Yeah, it's up on the live stream right now.
Did you
I didn't edit it at all.
Oh. that was funny. Just if you guys watch it on the live stream, does this randomly people just walk in front of us?
A couple of times I thought we were actually going to have to kick some ass. A couple of them walked through, and then they looked at us like it was our fault that they had walked through our freaking microphone cable.
Right.
And I was like, you got a problem, buddy? I got my fist right here. I'm going to put it right up your ass. Go on. Bring it on!
I'm gonna call Black Shrek on you.
Alright, listen up. Do you know who Jerome is?
Who's Jerome?
About to find out, bitch. You just see Jerome like come out of nowhere with the grav hammer. I'm here to protect particular property and particular employees. Smashed him in the head with the grav.
Hey, Dust Storm, look at the Skype check.
I'm looking. No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Owned.
Let's see. So moving on to day three. It was Sunday, so Greg decided to go to church. Right. Oh, Greg.
Hello.
Dropped. He's back in. Okay. So Greg, you decided to go to church on Sunday.
Yes, and that made us late, but oh well. It was.
Yeah, because we got there what at 2 o'clock.
Oh, I mean, we weren't late for nothing. We didn't miss anything.
Right.
Sunday was kind of one of my most favorite days because I got to do the commentary.
You got to do the commentating, which hasn't gotten up yet, but it will be up tonight.
Yes.
All of it will be up tonight.
Yes. That's awesome. For you guys that want to see the coolest video we got, it's that one. Me and Brent commentate straight getting ripped by Instinct.
I don't really commentate. I just kind of listen to Greg commentate, and then he hands the microphone over to me. I'm like, no, take it back.
I don't know what to say, man.
These are some awkward pauses, man. Like, what do I say? Like,
Brent's like the commentator on the floor that you like barely hear him during the while the game's going on.
You can see my mouth move.
He's like next to you. We don't know where the heck he went to. He's just not on it no more.
You have to realize that I am not fit for any type of recorded media or live media for that matter. Like the only things I can say are the only things you have to say are things that you have to edit, and then when you ask me something legitimate, like I pause because I can't think of anything legitimate.
That's good to know. Thanks, Brent, for warning us before.
It's just giving you the heads up, dude.
Thank you.
Much obliged. Much appreciated.
Appreciate it, brother.
So yeah, we did that. It's split into four games. We have four games that we did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. It was good. You guys said I did better than Puckett. Is that?
We thought you did better than Puckett. We'll have to see what everyone else thinks.
Like his voice. I hate his voice. It's awful.
I think I did okay. There's some times I think I did all right. We'll see. I noticed that. Especially on Sunday, they did a lot of MLG listen in, which is thankful because we didn't have to hear Puckett talk anymore. You know, like half of the final game was just the MLG listen in part where Puckett doesn't talk, and they've been doing that more and more. So I'm guessing that they're figuring it out too. You know, we're not the only ones that understand that he's not doing so.
Yeah, so we'll put the videos up on the live stream and see if you guys think Puckett's better or if G. Lewis is better.
Yeah,
at commentating.
Well, and if I win, you guys get a free controller. But if I lose, you don't get nothing.
Yeah.
I thought they got the shirt, not the controller. Are you giving away a controller too?
I'm giving away a controller. The controller's got more signatures on it.
Okay.
The controller has Macchio, Nexus, Lunchbox, Roy, Ogre 2, Victory X, myself, Brent, and there's some other guys on there. Whoever wins, we'll see.
But yeah, we'll have the contest details later.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, I think. I don't think Dusty likes it.
Did are we sending it to Dustin?
I have my Shishka controller. That's it.
Nice.
That's all for me. He's not. No, nobody else touching it besides him. He's gonna put it in one of those boxes. It's like airtight.
Yeah.
Four keys to open it up.
Nah.
You know, like you ever see the Da Vinci Code where they open up that little box and then that little thing comes out that has the map. Well, in like 30 years from now, there's going to be a new movie like that, and it's going to be Dust Storm Shishka controller.
Yeah. Like if you accidentally like drop it on the ground or something, it sprays ink all over the controller.
No!
It was
you
cool.
Try to break into it.
He signed his real name. He didn't sign Shishka. That was cool.
Well, he put Shishka beneath it.
Oh, he did on yours? On mine?
Yeah.
On his name.
That's how Greg and I signed it.
Yeah,
we signed it as our actual name and then our gamer tag.
Yeah.
Greg's signature alone is going to make that controller worth like $200,000. Like he's going to have to wash off all the other names and just put like, this is Greg's controller. Like,
I wonder what would happen if you actually like, sold it on eBay.
Macchio signed like a third grader. Signed like as if he just learned his alphabet.
Oh, wait. I didn't say what Gilkey did when I asked him to sign.
Do it.
Right, yeah, so we were standing, and I was about to buy, I think, KBC's shirt or something. So we're just standing there. All of a sudden, Gilkey walks up out of nowhere, and Brent goes, "That's Gilkey, it's Gilkey." And I said, "Okay, we'll get his signature." So I went up to him and asked him to sign it, and the only thing he says, he goes,
But it's not like in his – you know how sometimes, like, if you're really tired, like, you just walk up, and you, like, sit down, you're like, it's like an exasperated fuck. But the way Gilkey did it, he walks up and he says it as if he's like trying to make a statement. Like to ask him, like, where are you going, Gilkey? He's like, Gilkey, can you sign this controller? I'm like, what? Okay.
I just, I thought that was, he made that extremely awkward for me. Because I was like, hey man, you want to sign my controller? And he just goes,
It might have been a proposition to Greg. Like,
oh,
dude,
no.
Sign my controller? Wait
I
a minute.
I liked how I got Roy's. I spotted Roy's hair from halfway across the room. We were just walking. All of a sudden, is that Roy? And I ran all the way over there and got his signature.
Yeah, but on the last day when we were watching Straight Rip and play Instinct, was it?
Yeah.
Instinct. Greg was wearing his Straight Ripping hat, and he's like, dude, I need him to sign this controller, but I'm wearing the Straight Ripping hat. I don't want to take it off. And he's like, go get a signature. So Greg hands me the controller, and I like get behind Roy, and I don't know what to do like at this point because there's a lot of people around him. He's trying to watch the screen, and like I just yell, Roy! He turns around and I'm like, can you sign this? He's like, yeah. He signs it and hands it.
At first I thought it was Lunchbox when you yelled that. I was like, oh shit, he yelled Roy at Lunchbox because they're twins.
Yeah.
No,
I checked his back.
Oh, okay. Like, I made sure that I wasn't a complete idiot.
I should have yelled Macchio.
Yo, Mac Sauce.
No, I should have yelled that at Flamesword. See if you went off on me.
F you. Anywho, I guess we can talk about more about the final game. We stood there and watched Carbon play TD for the final, which the girl at the booth.
Yeah.
I said Instinct was gonna win it. I said straight. Never mind. I think I said straight was no.
No, I think it said Straight was going to win, and then Instinct turned around and ended up beating Straight, so.
And she called TD1, and TD1? TD dropped. I think TD dropped 6 games the entire tournament, which is not a lot if you pay attention to MLG. You know, most teams drop around like 20. Not 20, no. Maybe like 5 or 6, you know. They didn't drop too much. It's pretty cool to see TD just play well, but I don't like him still. Everybody booed him the entire time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Carbon played extremely well, I think. A lot of people think that Defy held the team back, but he played well. You know? And to be honest, I really do think that above any other player, Nate, it has to be the MVP of Dallas. You know, maybe if I didn't completely hate TD, I would think one of them was. But I think, who do you guys think was MVP of Dallas?
Dallas MVP. I'm nated. Yeah.
What about you, Dusty?
I think we have to agree.
Yeah, nated played extremely well, especially in that last series, even though they ended up losing. I don't know.
My favorite team now is Carbon. I mean, even though they lost, I'm still a Carbon fan now. So that's just my vote.
I could just see Pistola walking up to Greg crying. Pistola says, "Do you love me now?" Greg's like, "What? I won the tournament. Do you love me now?"
No.
Greg's like, "Yes. I love you, Pistola."
It's cool.
And they run up to each other, like, they run through the MLG crowd, and they just jump into each other's arms, hold each other in a loving embrace. And that's how MLG Dallas ended.
I would not be surprised. I'm pretty sure Ambush is going to break up, as I asked Macchio while we were there.
Yeah.
Macchio said, yeah, they're going to break up. So,
well, no, tell them the whole thing that went between you two. Like, you went up to ask for, yeah, yes, for an autograph, and then you're like,
yeah, I was walking.
I hope you guys stick together. You guys played really well.
Yeah, I said, I hope. I mean, I walked in Macchio. We were just asking for an interview, and I said, "Hey, man, you guys played very well." And he said, "Oh, thank you." Yeah, we did okay. And I said, "Well, I hope you guys stick together for a while, because it looks like if you guys do stay together, you might be able to get better. I don't see top five, but I see, you know, doing better." And he said, "Yeah, we'll see about that." So,
yeah, I don't know.
But him and Nexus were together the entire event, so I wouldn't be surprised if you see them two on the same team. But I don't see anyone and Ambush staying together. I'm pretty sure that that they're going to be pretty much gone. And I don't know why on the forums that there's a lot of talk about of dropping Elamite Warrior for Neighbor, because that would be completely dumb. I don't know who started that, because if you have Neighbor and Snipe down on the same team, it's probably not the smartest decision you can make.
I want the sniper. No, dude, wait a minute. I got the gunner glasses, dude. I get the sniper. No, you got those gunner glasses because you made them give them to you. Like, I get the sniper now. No. No. Oh, wait a minute. They just scored twice.
God.
Oh, my God. That's how that match is good.
The team did play well. I think every team besides Straight and Final Boss placed. At the start of the tournament, I said it was going to be Straight to win. Carbon gets second. Instinct get third. And Final Boss.
Final Boss get fourth.
Yeah, and Final Boss didn't
place. Yeah.
And then Straight got fifth, but they did okay. You know, but I was really expecting Final Boss to do a lot better. And I wasn't expecting TD to do that well at all. I was hoping. I guess because I just don't like TD, that I was hoping that they would do worse. Actually, Final Boss finished fourth. No, Straight finished fourth, and Final Boss finished fifth.
Right. So and then it was Instinct, Carbon, and Triggers Down.
Let's get to the good stuff. What did you guys think of those sweet MLG World of Warcraft matches?
We were standing in line for the ODST, or just like watching.
I think they should have grabbed the sniper a little more.
Yeah, I think SK did kind of bad in those matches. He needs to stick to playing Halo 3.
Yes. Yes.
SK was a group, right?
Yes. But Greg thought it was. Greg thought SK was playing.
I was like, dude, SK's playing.
It's like, no, that's a group. And like, whenever they were chanting, or, like, whenever, I guess, someone got killed or captured a flag or something, like, some of the guys over standing in line for ODST is like, yeah, cap that flag!
Grab it! Then I heard someone scream, grab the sniper!
Grab the sniper! So you can tell you had all the WoW nerds over there, and then once the guys that were standing in line yelled that, you see a couple people turn around with this grimacing look on their faces.
It is kind of messed up. I mean, that most of those people sitting in the crowd were probably those kids' parents, you know, and you're making fun of their kids. I'd turn around, too. I'd probably come over and kick your and then I'd be like, you want to see how we do it in World of Warcraft?
Get my mana all over you.
I have to say, I'd rather be addicted to Halo than WoW, though.
Hope you're ready for my mana burst, baby. Give you a little taste of my arcane turret. Ooh. Shit's gonna crit.
So let's see. That pretty much sums up our Dallas experience, doesn't it? I mean, let's see. What would you?
Yeah.
After Sunday, we went to Chili's, right?
Yeah, we went to. Hold up.
What are you laughing at?
I'm reading the best quotes from Dallas thing on MLG forum.
Don't touch me there.
This is exactly what it says. Okay, and this is this person's favorite quote. Okay, this is the situation. Nate has the rockets and it's on Sword Room and Construct. Final boss he thinks is all on bottom mid, waiting for OS. Then the commentator says something like this. Okay, Nate has the rockets. He'll wait for final boss to come out, won't he? Well, he can wait there or just go down, or just go there trying to take them out at this. And then at that moment, all you hear Nated saying is, "I will just go down there to fuck them all."
Oh my god.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought that was funny, just reading it and hearing the situation about. yeah. Just about it, that Nated just went completely insane on everybody in the tournament.
You ever notice that this stuff was like a lot more fun when it actually happened as opposed to trying to talk about it?
What, the MLG?
Like, just stuff in general. Like, when it happened, it was awesome, but, like, when you try to tell it to other people...
Oh, yeah, I mean, that the kind of everything like, is kind of that way.
Wait a minute.
I mean, like, us talking about Jerome, I mean, we were just laughing our butts off on...
Like, in real life.
On Sunday, when we were at CC's, we were just laughing our heads off, and now we can barely laugh it up here.
I mean, it's depressing, man, because I had so much fun and now I'm trying to...
No. It's like, no.
It was fun. I everybody who's in the chat, there's probably not too many people at the moment, but if you haven't been to an MLG, you gotta go. Red Dot would agree that Dallas... Red Dot, if you've been to any of the other ones, I think you might agree that Dallas is one of the smallest ones. So it's definitely the smallest one I went to in terms of people, but... It was definitely really fun. If it wasn't ODST, then it probably wouldn't have been that fun.
Oh jeez, are we okay? I thought we were saving the dating sim. or are we doing it, Brent? Brent, did he mute his mic again?
I think that was me last time. Is Brent even in the chat?
Brent. Technical error. Oh, there he just dropped out.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, no, I'm not going to talk about the dating sim. I was just talking to Red Dot about the dating sim.
Oh, okay.
If you want to know more about what we're talking about, you're going to have to listen to the Shishka interview. That's going to be
Thursday.
Great.
Well, and he had a pretty witty response to it, too.
Yeah.
That was the sad part.
Like the quality of that response.
Yeah. That was pretty nice. But there were lots of things that we did that we probably forgot to mention at some point. So hopefully that comes up again. I know I really enjoyed it and would do it again.
You would do it again? I would.
Oh yeah.
I'd do it over and over and over again. Multiple times.
I need to stop trying to read this thing and start talking. Oh, the guy. Hold on. Do you remember the 13-year-old kid from the live stream? I mean, from the event when they picked the people to play.
Oh, the
oh yeah.
Hold up,
this the first night for firefight. Yeah.
There's a picture of him on here.
Yeah, we're in the picture. We're in the picture.
Of him?
Yeah.
When no, I think you're, when I think you're thinking of the skinny little punk guy.
No, this one. I'm talking about this one.
I know. I know who Greg's talking about, and I think I know who Justin's talking about.
Just look at that picture.
Greg's talking about the little fat kid.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's the other one. That's
Yeah.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a winner. I get to play the ODST.
He did pretty good though, so I remember the other kid died a lot. The tall kid or the skinny one.
Really?
Or the non-human.
Oh, that's
one?
Right. Yeah. And well, no. Yeah, he was the first one to lose their team's lives. So that was pretty bad.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, I would have been stoked to play with some pros. ODST, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here, folks. Greg would like to stroke some pros.
Exactly.
That would be a little awkward. I'm not going if you're doing that.
How would that be awkward?
Never mind.
Stroking pros?
Yeah.
The Econo Lodge? That'd be great.
Oh, goodness. Well, anything
Hello?
Else you guys want to say before we wrap up?
I'm sorry.
You're sorry for what?
Everything.
Anything in particular?
Mostly for causing you to edit so much from this podcast. I'm sorry.
I have to edit the other one a lot, too. It's going to be a long, long week.
No, it's always a long week with Brent Gamer. Mm.
Oh, oh, boy.
Yeah!
Gee, any last comments for you?
Me? It was fun. Can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, I'd love to do it again.
Yeah, we need to do it again. MLG Anaheim, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Well, I won't be doing it that early. Probably next year.
Brent, you going?
Maybe. If I can get the resources necessary to go.
I will not be going, unfortunately. I have something called school.
No, I don't.
Life sucks.
I have something called I have commitments to milk.
Yeah. It was great while it lasted, and we had a blast. Wish some of y'all could be there. And what happened to everyone thinking they were going to come and do the LAN party? What happened to that, guys?
What?
So, because how many people said they were coming, G?
I don't know. There was around, I got around 30 messages and phone numbers and blah, blah, blah. I actually texted all of you.
Yeah, text
while
me.
I was there.
Text me a line, G.
So, I don't know.
So,
we didn't do it in a place, and then when we tried to get a hold of everybody while we were there, nobody answered. So,
yeah.
Well, we'll have to plan this like at least a month in advance.
Yeah, get some reservations at the Econo Lodge.
Oh goodness.
Oh bejesus.
So.
See if Shishka's gonna be there.
Hey Shishka, can you hook us up?
We see him like going into his room, and he's like looking around. He's like, "Guys, you can't tell anybody I'm here. Okay? This is my private room. This is where I have fun during my trips." All right.
Well, with that said, we're gonna wrap things up. I think, unless you guys have any last comments.
Take questions.
I love Shishka.
Take questions here in a bit, but for now, we're gonna close out the podcast. For all of you listeners who aren't showing up to the live stream. So, next episode will be the interview with Shishka from Bungie. He's... What is his title? Is he a PR guy?
He is
playlist awesome. Editor, something like that.
He is Senior Awesome Man.
Senior Awesome Man.
Senior Awesome Man. Senior Awesome.
We will just be playing that and having everyone listen in and asking questions as we go. We will not be talking, but we will have that playing for you all. So until next time, I am Duststorm.
I am Jim Lewis.
I am Brent Gamer.
See you all next week.
This week on the GamerCast Network. It's all about Beatles Rock Band versus Guitar Hero 5 in episode 70 of the Post Game Report, featuring Paris and Robbie Joe. The management of the video game show asked that patrons refrain from bringing glass beer bottles to episode 158. Alcohol may be brought to the episode, but only in a plastic container or can. Thank you for your cooperation. Take a 30-minute road trip around the Sarcastic Gamer community and Sarcastic Gamer Radio. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.